this will continue with these responsibilities, but instead of having a 20-member board, it will be reduced to 10 or 12 members maximum. Majority of the new members will be nominated to the board, but to give it a democratic input, local authorities in his jurisdiction, there are Gaeltacht areas would have be able to nominate a member, one of their own members, and the others will have closer associations or continue the association they have with the IDA and Enterprise Ireland.
The speculation had been that effectively the job creation remit would be transferred from Underthurst to Enterprise Ireland. Are you effectively saying that at the moment at least that's not happening?
At the moment, as I've said, Underthurst will have responsibility for enterprise and job creation within the Gaeltacht, but also there are severe financial limitations now. The others were getting 26 million a few years ago for job creation. Last year they were getting 10, and this year they're down to 6. Makes it very difficult indeed. And for that reason, any cooperation between themselves and the IDA or EI is to be most welcome. And they all have the same aim, the same objective, to create jobs. And the fact that there is going to be this agreement or arrangement between the others and these organisations, I believe, will help the work that Uthers is doing in Gaeltacht areas. There is a future for the Uthers, and I, as Minister, would hope that when the economic situation does improve, that the Uthers will attain its former glory.